Parkwin with us today. Talk with what's going on around the area. Good morning, Mr. Parkwin. How you doing, sir?
Good, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, doing well. Everything is looking good today. It'll be a good day for Tree County Farm Tour.
Absolutely. It should be a really good day, Alan. Should be a good day.
Looking forward to it. We're going to start at the Tony Baker Farm this morning and looking forward to visiting with Tony and his wife, Linda, and a lot of heritage there in that family, too, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, Mr. Wallington was, a pillar of the ham community for sure, uh-huh. And should be a good stop.
I think we'll see some of the things that he does. The second stop, we'll head over to the Shirks, the Cerulean Dock, and be interesting to see that. You know, the Amish have a real, real impact in that community, mm-hmm. The Cerulean community, and so.
Yeah, they got a thriving business there, Alan, and, lots of things going on. Folks haven't seen those type of things probably in a lot of years and probably have never seen some of it, so it mm-hmm. should be a good stop.
And they're willing to let us come by and do that, so we appreciate that. And third stop at Hayden Rogers as well. And then, of course, see her horse riding operation. She's got Hayden's proud of the fact that she's the youngest participant we've ever had in a Tree County Farm Tour.
Yeah, and she's got quite the business, Alan.
She does.
Good kid, and, you can't brag on those kids enough for getting out and really jumping at something and really mm-hmm. getting after it, and she does a really good job.
I think we're going to have a great time there looking at it. And we just encourage people to come on out at 8 o'clock this morning at Tony Baker's on Cerulean Road. We'll get started there. And, of course, Genesis providing lunch today. They're cooking lunch for us. It'll be delicious, and I guarantee it. And then Hancock's with all the sides. And Justin Reynolds, if you need a little backup band, David, are you available for
that? I'm afraid I won't be available, Alan. I'm not too good at that singing part.
Yeah, me neither.
I sound pretty good in the shower, but yeah, other than that, I'm not too good.
Judge Alexander announced Monday night that I was going to be singing or something like that. I'm like, not me. It's Justin Reynolds. Thank goodness.
I think Judge ought to do a little bit of singing. He's pretty good, I'm sure.
He usually gets a story or two in him, Daniel
yeah,
Hale.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, and Dan, I'm sure Mr. Hale, if he gets a mic, mm-hmm. he will be yeah. wound up to. He's always got yeah. a good story or
That'd
two.
Be good. That'd be
absolutely.
Real good.
Well, but we encourage folks to come on out there. Appreciate our sponsors for the Tree County Farm Tour this morning at 8 o'clock at the Tony Baker Farm. Just encourage you to come out and be with us. Well, Mr. Parkman, what's going on in agriculture otherwise? How are your crops looking out there?
Well, pretty good. Of course, we're just all recovering from the fair, Alan. And, last week was fair week in McLean County, and we had a really good turnout for our livestock shows and had a really good fair. Mm-hmm. One of the only free fairs left probably in this end of the state for sure, but had a really good tractor pull and then had a really good livestock shows. Thursday night we had a beef show, had a good turnout. Friday night was sheep and goats, and then Saturday night was the hogs. Poultry and rabbits were Saturday morning, so I think we ended up with about 70 head of hogs on Saturday night. Probably for what the heat was, that was probably really good because it was really, really hot. And, but we had a really good turnout and had a good crowd in the stands watching the fair, watching the shows. So, we're really tickled about that. But, we just trying to get over that and get everything done. But did want to make mention next Tuesday, the 24th, is the field day at Princeton.
Yeah.
Wanted to mention that, and I think registration starts at 7 o'clock, and I'm pretty sure the wagons are leaving at 7:50. I think that's a pretty hard and fast time, so you'll want to be there for sure before 7:50, because those will leave out, and we'll try to get that tour in. That's the tobacco and soybeans and corn tour. So if folks want to know more about what the university is doing research-wise and those type of things, well, be sure to come out next Tuesday at the Princeton Research and Education Center.
You know, these specialized tours have really been a big hit. Of course, they had the spray clink earlier this mm-hmm. week at Princeton, and
yep.
good attendance at that. It's, of course, a registration-only event. You come yep. and stay the entire day, and actually a fee with that, mm-hmm. with what they're doing now. But it's a good, mm-hmm. it turned out to be a good program, according to. And good information put out at those clinics, too.
Yeah, they really are, Alan. Those things, especially the spray clinic is something that was kind of new. And, with all the things, the problems that we're having with the dicamba and the different things, using mm-hmm. the right size nozzles, using the right pressures, those are all things that have to be relearned by our farmers. And, they're used to doing things a certain way, but with this new formulations and chemicals and different mm-hmm. things, we need to use different nozzles. We need to use different pressures when we're spraying. We have to spray at certain times of the day to keep that from drifting. So, all of those things are really new to us. And then, also coming up Tuesday, we'll have lots of information about, different things about soybeans and corn and then also mm-hmm. tobacco. So, just invite folks to come on out and be a part of that. I'm going to be a tour guide.
Are you? Okay.
They called in some of the old dogs, I guess,
right.
to be tour guides and, to try to keep things on schedule, because we do want to stay on schedule and move right along, because it will be more likely it'll be hot, and move those things right along. So it should be a really good tour, and I want to invite folks to come out on Tuesday at Princeton.
I think very, very important to get out there and be a part of that. You know, among the things they were talking about the other day is sprayer safety on Tuesday, yep. And because it's so, the sprayers are somewhat sit so high, and the guy from Purdue University was down as one of the folks there, and he said, well, they even had an instance of someone driving their motorcycle at high speed underneath a sprayer.
Yeah.
He said,
you got to watch people. And, and you and I have been talking about road safety and mm-hmm. equipment safety here on the road, traveling up the wrong road for several years now. And I think, we do about as good a job down here as anywhere about making folks aware of the traffic situations and farm safety and road safety. So, we still got to be vigilant in that, Alan, and continue to do that for many years to come. But, mm-hmm. We've had a lot of accidents, that farm equipment accidents. Well, versus cars and trucks and different things. So we've got to be vigilant in that and still pay attention every time we get out on the road, so we'll all be safe and we can all arrive safely at our next workplace.
Very important. So how are the crops looking out around the area?
They actually look pretty good, Alan. We've gotten a few rains here and there, and depending on where you're at in the county, it's obviously it's spotty just like it is everywhere else. But soybeans are looking pretty good. The corn looks pretty good. I think we're probably going to have some pollination problems out on the very end of the year, just depending on where you're at and when you planted your corn, and all of those things are going to take a factor into what that looks like. A lot of fungicide being sprayed right now up in that area. Folks, whether that be from helicopter or from a sprayer. I talked to a producer the other day that was spraying with a Hagee sprayer.
Okay.
They're all out there spraying that. And we actually got a first report of frog eye on soybeans. So folks are starting to spray fungicide on their soybeans as well. So all of those things are taking place. But as far as I know, everything looks pretty good. We need to continue to get a few rains here and there. And looks like I keep thinking about cutting hay. And so for the last 2 weeks in the forecast, it's been rain. I guess I missed my opportunity this week.
Right.
But I was thinking about cutting Saturday. But it looks like that's not going to happen. Because we got rain in the forecast all next week. So, we'll see how it goes. But, from a crop standpoint, everything looks pretty good.
You looking to bale hay or roll hay?
Looking to roll hay.
Oh, okay.
I'm bailed out.
I knew you baled some earlier this
That's
year.
That's right. Once a year, Alan, is plenty. Once a year.
That and the fair, right?
Yes, that and the fair. I'm about to kill you.
That's right, for sure. I know you guys had a hot fair, but always a good fair. Appreciate your updates on that earlier, too, and what you guys got going on. So, David, always good to have you with us. And you want to get to warm up with us, come on out to Farm Tour later on. Love to have you out there.
I'll see what I can do, Alan.
All right. Mr. David Farquhar with us here on the WKDC Morning Ag Report every Thursday morning. Always good to visit with him. Of course, he is the extension agent in McLean County. It's 5:45, quarter away from the hour, 6.
I'm Jeff Daly on the Cromwell Ag Radio.